Business. Yahoo. Googling a new boss. Marissa Meyer takes on one of the toughest jobs in tech.
Shortly after news broke on July 16th of her appointment as the new chief executive of Yahoo, Marissa Meyer revealed that she is expecting her first child later this year. Long-suffering shareholders are hoping that Ms. Meyer, who left a senior job at Google to take up her new role, will produce a new Yahoo as well. But that will not be easy. After losing their mojo, formerly high-flying tech firms rarely recover it, with a few notable exceptions, such as Apple after Steve Jobs' second coming as boss in 1997. Often, ailing companies lurch from one leader and rescue plan to another while their fortunes fade. That has been the fate so far of Yahoo, which is now on to its fifth chief executive, including two interim ones, in 3 years. The size of the challenge facing Ms. Meyer was highlighted by the company's second quarter results, published on July 17th. Overall revenue at $1.2 billion was stuck at last year's level, and net income fell slightly to $227 million. The firm's share of online ad revenues in America has also plummeted, falling from 15.7% in 2009 to 9.5% in 2011, according to eMarketer, a research firm. Can Ms. Meyer stop the rot? Her fans in Silicon Valley claim that the 37-year-old has the talent to do so. She brings know-how from Google, where she was the 20th employee and was involved in many areas, from its search engine to Gmail and Google Maps. She is also a software engineer by training, which should lend her credibility among Yahoo's geeks. Throw in that she is an Uber networker whose schmoozing skills can charm ad clients, and she seems a good fit. But not a perfect one. Although Ms. Meyer ran a sizable team at Google, she has never had to turn around an ailing corporate juggernaut with 700 million users. Nor has she overseen a huge ad sales operation and managed a complex international alliance like the one Yahoo has with Alibaba, a Chinese e-commerce behemoth. This is in the process of being unwound, but still needs careful handling. Small wonder, then, that Yahoo watchers were stunned by news of Ms. Meyer's recruitment. Many had expected Ross Levinson, the firm's interim boss and global media head, to get the top job. Yahoo's choice is perplexing, says Brian Weiser of Pivotal Research Group. He thinks Ms. Meyer will try hard to keep the talented Mr. Levinson on board. To have a hope of pulling off a Jobs-like turnaround, she will need to tackle three vital tasks fast. First, she must clarify what kind of company Yahoo wants to be. Some of its former bosses, including Mr. Levinson, emphasized its plentiful content in areas such as sports and finance. Others trumpeted its whiz-bang technology. This flip-flopping has confused customers and employees. Second, Ms. Meyer must show how Yahoo can conquer promising new areas such as the mobile web. This could involve, say, snapping up firms such as Foursquare, which offer services based on a person's location, an area that Ms. Meyer knows well from her time at Google. The third task is to restore battered morale while simultaneously boosting productivity. At Google, Ms. Meyer had a reputation for prickliness, but also for nurturing talent and helping staff to cope with heavy workloads. Earlier this year, she even gave several public talks about the risks of burnout, urging people to discover the rhythm that helps them work hard for long periods without losing their drive. Yahoo's employees will need to find their own rhythms, fast.